Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this live Tuesday edition. Already the 14th day of March 2006, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have the Downsize DC folks joining us, the foundation, the organization that the late Harry Brown set up. And, of course, they hosted two separate radio talk shows, the Harry Brown Show and the Downsize DC Show, right here on the GCN Radio Network. And a couple of weeks ago, about a week and a half ago, Mr. Brown died. I had briefly mentioned that, but I wanted to try to eulogize him for some of his revolutionary ideas and some of the great books that he wrote, some of the things that helped wake me up many, many years ago. So we've got one of his colleagues, Mr. Babka, joining us coming up in the second hour. And that's the only guest we've scheduled today because we're going to have open phones and take your calls on whatever issue or news item or question or comment you have. We will take calls in this first hour, hopefully early in this first hour, if I can get around to that. Got a lot of news to cover. 1-800-259-9231. The website's freshly updated, rinfowars.com. Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com. We've now updated, redesigned, added a lot of key information. It's just going to get better and better at JonesReport.com. So be sure and check JonesReport.com out as well. Had that site for many years, but have just now beefed it up and updated it, and we're going to be making that a mainline site updated 7 days a week. More than 80 dead in apparent reprisal killings. Bodies found around Baghdad in 30-hour period. There's the wonderful liberation, sectarian murders going on. The globalists have stirred up and kept burning. The home fire's burning by design. We'll get into that. Former top judge says U.S. risk edging near to dictatorship. She said that a few days ago, and I meant to get into it, but I'm just now covering it. That's Ruth Bader Ginsburg has said similar things, but she's really pro-New World Order, but now Sandra Day O'Connor is saying that. What's really behind it? And, of course, we saw Bob Woodward 2 weeks ago tell the San Antonio Express News that. Well, he gave a speech to college students, and the Express News picked up on it. U.S. citizens like Russia more than France in an international poll. Why am I covering that? Well, I'll tell you later. It just shows how Americans have no understanding of a police state. And a really scary story here out of MSNBC. Of course, they spin the whole thing as if it's wonderful. Storm-battered parish considers hired guns. They have fired the majority, or to use the term, furloughed over half of their sheriff's deputies. And federal money's being offered by Homeland Security, but not to hire their officers back. No, to hire DynCorp and Blackwater and others. And a lot of cops out there going, good, I'll just get a job with them and get paid more. You get paid more now, not when they start taking over the departments. And these departments take orders from DynCorp and Blackwater, not from the elected sheriff. You talk about fascism, I mean, the Nazis didn't go this far. So we'll get into that top story when we get back. Tough assignment in Arizona is the headline from the Arizona Daily Star. Because the majority of students don't speak English, it's breaking the school districts. That's coming up, too. Big broadcast lined up for you today. Stay with us.
The
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the iconic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions, walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The global crime syndicate, spin doctors, intelligence agents are in overdrive right now trying to spin the murder of Slobodan Milosevic. It fits the classic MO. He said he was being poisoned, said he was going to be murdered. And they had, admittedly, 24-hour-a-day bright lights on him for years. He never was allowed to have even semi-darkness. And video cameras on him at all times. It had been even in international news that there would be three guards whenever anyone was in the cell with him. He has not seen his wife or children in 5 years since they grabbed him. So no one was allowed in to even see him. And when his lawyer would come in, that was heavily surveilled. Now they claim, well, he had alcohol and drugs taken to him, and he was partying in his tiny cell, and that he was poisoning himself. Yes, that's exactly what he was doing. Of course it is. We should believe it. You see, the whole story we've heard about what happened in Serbia is a fraud. And if Slobo's a monster, then the Croats and the Muslims are even bigger monsters. If he's a demon, they're Satan in what really happened over there. And it's admitted. I mean, we've interviewed people like Senator Inhofe years ago who went over there. Piles of dead Serb soldiers. The coalition forces would kill Serbs, put them in the KLA uniforms, put them in Muslim civilian clothes, stage mass graves. They'd show piles of manure. as fertilizer at farms and claim they were mass graves from orbit with satellites. That was proven to be frauds. They would stage massacres. All admitted. You understand it is admitted that all those big headlines and all those big top stories and all the things you heard, mainstream news, the government news, has retracted, but always back of the paper, tiny blurb. The propaganda pieces, though, were top news for weeks, top news every night, top news on the cable channels, covered of Time, Newsweek, People, just everything. Just, oh, the mass murder, oh, the concentration camp victims. When really it would be UN, in one case, refugees all around a UN food center with barbed wire around it trying to get in to get the food. And they show one guy who had tuberculosis, who was very, very skinny. Of course, then if you see the rest of the video, which has now been shown, it shows fat people on either side of him. But they are there disheveled, begging for food. And they said, look at him in a Serb camp. Total lie. They staged it knowingly, and the ITN individuals have now been proven to be government operatives. This is what they do. And so get past your emotion of, I don't like him, he's a Hitler. Not true. Did they go around and get into ethnic warfare? Did they try to force people out of certain areas? Yes. Were they attacked first? Yes. Did they not give in to the UN and the New World Order? Yes. Did they have valuable resources? Yes. Were they building up a major industrial base that was starting to threaten Germany, who called for them to be invaded? Yes. Did World War I start there? Yes. Did they help us in World War II? Yes. Did they save Madeleine Albright, who was Secretary of State, bombed the daylights out of them when she ran from Czechoslovakia with her commissariat murdering father? Is her house full of concentration camp victims' artwork? Yes. Is she a piece of trash? Yes. Did she say 700,000 dead Iraqi children was a good price to pay? Yes. I mean, it's just so amazing that what we were told about Slobo and Arkan and all the rest of these guys, 95% of it wasn't true. Were they hard-nosed? Were they brutal? Were they doing a lot of bad things? Yes. Were their backs against the wall under attack and under siege? Yes. I didn't mean to start the show with this today. I just started looking at this New York Times article. Expert suggests Milosevic died in a drug ploy. Yes, he did it. There's no evidence of that. All the evidence is they poisoned him. We know they wouldn't give him his proper medicine. We know they wouldn't let him see his doctor. We know that they kept the lights on 24 hours a day, which is one of the worst forms of torture. Why, in 1984, Winston, for a few days, they keep him in that cell with the lights on, real bright lights, with cameras and then guards talking to him through the every 30 minutes. And seeing that's what they've done to Slobo for 5 years. I mean, the guy was tough. 5 years of never having the lights turned off. Can you imagine that? Bright lights in a white, tiny cell. People, cameras when you go potty. Cameras when you try to wash yourself in the tiny sink. Cameras watching you. Never allowed outside. Never allowed to have a walk in the yard. Just always in there. Always in there. And then he says, I found white powder in my food. I feel really sick after I eat food. They're poisoning me. Help me. I'll be dead soon. And people all around him are dying. Witnesses, you know, that same week are dying. He's going, they're going to kill me. They're going to kill me. I wonder if the other guy, if it was a ploy, the other guy that died 6 days before Slobodan Milosevic. I'm sure that was a ploy, too. Or the other witness that died a few months before that. I'm sure that was another ploy. Very small, little heavily armed prison inside the hay. Just a little wing in there. And I was reading there's only about 20 prisoners in there on average. Oh, quite a few. What's the statistics? A lot of deaths. A lot of deaths in that special little wing. And, of course, the UN, it fights genocide, just like they did in 94. In a five-month period, between 800,000, that's the lowest confirmed number, and 1.5 million, but 800,000 plus confirmed, murdered. The UN would take them into these villages, the Tutsis, and then call in the Hutus, and the UN would even join in on it, and the UN would rape children and sell them into white slavery. It's all mainstream. Just, oh, yeah, anywhere they go, they do this, and Dying Corps drops by to help in Serbia and other areas. And all of this is happening, all of this is going, but the UN, they don't murder people in their jail cells. No, the UN is nice. So the London Guardian reported they killed 3,000 Burmese aborigines, because they wouldn't go off their ancestral lands. It's now a UN biosphere, and they're building hotels. No. See, just minor footnote. Oh, UN forces slaughtered 3,000 as part of setting up a UN biosphere. You go down to Costa Maya, Mexico. They've just south of us here. They forcibly ran hundreds of thousands of Mayan aborigines, indigenous peoples, off, and they did that all over the country. But that's just places I visited, and you can talk to them, and it's been in the news down there. And they just come at gunpoint, and there's UN signs up, and then, oh, a few years later, it really wasn't for the environment. We're building hotels, lavish areas. But the UN's good. They fight genocide. They fight Slobodan Milosevic because he engaged in massacres. And I have no doubt he probably did. I mean, it was a racial war. That's what war normally is in history. Teamed up on for the Muslims and the Croats, outnumbered 2-1, being slaughtered. Did they go out and target people? Yes, they did. But were they big official massacres we were told of? Were they real? No, admittedly manufactured. But, again, all that is a side issue. All that is a side issue. Let me cover this first right now. Storm-battered parish considers hired guns. MSNBC. I'm just going to read this, and then I'm going to read between the lines, and I'm going to comment on what's really going on with this. Storm-battered parish considers hired guns. This is true fascism. Sorry, I added that. I'm going to shut up. Storm-battered parish considers hired guns. Contractors in Louisiana would make arrest carry weapons. And I always read where it comes from, where we got it. It's actually a Washington Post article posted on MSNBC today, the 14th of March, 2006. St. Bernard Parish, Louisiana. Major Pete Tafuro scanned the fenced lot packed with hundreds of stark white trailers soon to be inhabited by Hurricane Katrina evacuees. Shaking his head, he predicted the cramped quarters would ignite fights, hide criminals, and become an incubator for crime. Posing another test for his cash-strapped sheriff's department, which furloughed 206 of its 390 officers. That is, what is that? That's 55%, right under 54%. 54% of his officers. Which furloughed 206 of its 390 officers after the storm. Tafaro thinks the parish has the solution. DynCorp International, LLC, the Texas company, based right here in Austin. A great shadow of evil over us. That provided personnel security to Afghan President, Unocol Executive, Hamid Karzai, and is one of the largest security contractors in Iraq. If the Federal Emergency Management Agency approves the Sheriff Department's proposal, which would cost $70 million over 3 years, up to 100 DynCorp employees would be deputized to make arrests, carry weapons, and dress in St. Bernard Parish Sheriff's Department khaki black uniforms, but they'll have their own special DynCorp badges. And it goes on. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference between us and them, said Tafuro, who developed the proposal. Yeah, I did a little research on this with a Google search this morning. This is it. Let me just stop right there. What FEMA does is they say, we're not going to give you money to hire back your deputies. But you can hire DynCorp, and guess what? We're even going to pay them roughly twice what your people get paid. But you can't hire your other officers back, your deputies back. You need to hire our people. And then it goes into Blackwater doing the same thing, and this is pure defascism. See, you elected that sheriff, but now there's going to be all these DynCorp and Blackwater employees who work for their private, and they're not really private, they're really government fronts. But the profit goes to these former government lackeys. And it goes on. I'm going to tell you more when we get back. It only gets worse. Our highways are being privatized. Our police are going to be privatized. And these are the same DynCorp mercs who kidnap small children. for slave camps. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that President Kennedy signed into law State Department Publication 7277 entitled The United States Program for Complete and General Disarmament in a Peaceful World? This would disarm America and turn all of our armed forces over to the United Nations organization. Citizens would be required to turn in their guns guaranteed to them by the Second Amendment. The head of the United Nations forces that would control all arms would always be a communist by agreement. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Now understand, Homeland Security's already been given over $100 billion. They claim it'll take $200 billion to rebuild the Gulf Coast and South areas that were devastated by Hurricane Katrina and then Rita. Kind of the cherry on the top of the nightmare down there. But what they do is it's strings attached. They say, yeah, we got money for you for Blackwater and DynCorp, which is then run by their buddies. And they are very, very, very cunning when it comes to coming in and basically taking over local governments. DynCorp, owned by Computer Science Corporation, based right here in Austin, Texas, has three huge buildings downtown, new buildings they just moved into last year. And they run all the city's data and the police data information and the archives for some humongous sum. They're busy running the brains of many major U.S. cities already. And so DynCorp is now just one division of Computer Science Corporation. And then I'm reading MSNBC here. It says that the DynCorp employees are going to get $30,000 a year as a sheriff's deputy, with their own little badges, but wearing the same uniform, under DynCorp control, under DynCorp command, separate, but then under the sheriff. And then the sheriff's deputies, the 50%, excuse me, 40, let me see, let me give you the numbers here, let's be specific. 206 of the officers got furloughed and have not been hired back out of 390. So that would be, if they let go 54%, that means it'll be 46% of the sheriff's deputies, the original sheriff's deputies, according to this report, are still there. So the 46% that are still there, it says they're still going to get $18,000 a year. Man, you talk about poverty. I mean, I know Louisiana has the lowest paid cops and sheriff deputies in the country, but I mean, I don't think you can even live down there on that. And the DynCorp boys, they're going to get, it says right here, but while the plan is for DynCorp employees to eat and live with the other deputies in the same trailer camp, the hired guns would earn significantly more than the $18,000 annual salary of an entry-level deputy and the $30,000 a year salary of a seasoned officer. So excuse me, they're going to earn even more than the veteran deputies. Oh, I'm sorry, it's worse. They'll be, it says they'll be get between $42,000 and more a year. And I know over some DynCorp employees over, so I've seen the ads. I have been working out at the, years ago, back when I had time to go downtown to the, I'd go jog around the hike and bike trail there on the lake, and then I'd go lift weights for an hour at the YMCA, really nice facility down on Town Lake. And in the men's room, in the men's shower area, there'd be a bulletin board. And I remember reading, I remember seeing cops. I remember one of the Travis County SWAT team guys standing there reading it. And I walked over to look what he was reading because I knew him and he'd give me a spot lifting weights here and there. I've seen him now at the Home Depot buying some tomato plants last year. He didn't even want to talk to me. Act like he was scared of me. But side issue. See, I can't really tell the story without giving all the weird, mindless details. And I read it, and it said $180,000 a year for DynCorp snipers. And obviously, he's one of their SWAT team snipers, so he was real interested in that. So I know that some of them get paid between $100,000 and $180,000. But see, that was a few years ago. Now, because so many people have entered the market, it's 40. What did this say? 42,000. I don't know. There's a bunch of different numbers, and it's a long article. You can go read it for yourself. But why this is important is we have Halliburton in the Houston Chronicle to run emergency FEMA centers in America, quote, for immigrant overflows and for American citizens during crises. And DynCorp runs, of course, Camp X-Ray in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. They run camps in Afghanistan, Iraq, Bosnia. These are the nefarious camps where they also team up then with DynCorp. In 2000, they lost the civil case, and they admitted to the fact that the company flew in conjunction with the United Nations 200,000 women and children out of the country. And admittedly, some of the women were going to be dishwashers. Others had been grabbed. We're going to be used as sex slaves. That's admitted. Small children as sex slaves. Some to be adopted to families who didn't know what they were part of. So the children are now in good homes. It's a mixed bag of hellish things that went on. It runs the gamut. And so domestically, they're now moving in here to America. And they use places like New Orleans, Louisiana, these black holes to run their black world ops. And they're really just these black holes where taxpayer money gets fed into and the Constitution gets trashed. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out WebTactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's WebTactical.com. Or call 503-313-9210. That's 503-313-9210.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let me spend a few more minutes on the DynCorp and Blackwater Mercs to be taking over official sheriff's deputies' positions in and around New Orleans. Blackwater USA, which protected the Coalition Provisional Authority in Iraq for almost four employees and lost four employees in a brutal ambush in Fallujah in 2004, earned about $42 million through the end of December on a contract with the Federal Protective Service, a unit of the Department of Homeland Security to provide security to FEMA sites. Most of the 330 contract guards now working in Louisiana are employed by the company. So they're already working for FEMA in New Orleans. The Homeland Security Department's Inspector General said the company's cost it in its FEMA contract, that's what it says, it's kind of a babbling article. The Homeland Security Department's Inspector General said the company's cost in its FEMA contract, it earns $950 a day for each employee were clearly very high, and it expressed hope that competition would lower them. But costs are not the only concerns raised by critics of the companies. Katrina broke all the rules. It was the first time you had the deployment of armed private security contractors in the U.S., said Peter W. Singer, senior fellow at the Brookings Institution and the author of Corporate Warriors, The Rise of the Privatized Military Industry. They're called mercenaries. And then it goes more into the pay differences. Singer said the prospect contract with DynCorp raises a number of questions, including whether the DynCorp officers will be properly supervised, whether the pay differences will cause tension in the sheriff's department, and whether it suggests that even government jobs that assume a level of public service can be done by private contractors. And it goes on and on. It's a very long article. Folks, I don't know what to say about this. It's so bad that I'm sitting here almost dumbfounded, not even able to articulate how criminal this is, how un-American this is, how dangerous this is, and then how bad this company is. It's not like it's some pure-as-a-driven snow mercenary company that doesn't have just all sorts of the worst type of scum all over its record. This is the unholy DynCorp. This is the DynCorp that we've been talking about for years. This is the DynCorp where we've interviewed their former employees and UN guards and reporters. This is the DynCorp that BBC has reported is involved in giant white kidnapping rings. Just like the Chicago Tribune 2 months ago had the big headline concerning DynCorp and Halliburton with actual lobbyists on Capitol Hill lobbying to have the military overseas not stop them from engaging in white slavery on bases. Literally, Chicago Tribune. You couldn't make this type of stuff up. I know a lot of listeners don't go check out what I claim. You're driving down the road going, this guy's nuts. That wouldn't be going on. Hey, do you think they just let me go on all these AM and FM stations? You think I would exist for 10 minutes without being sued into oblivion if this wasn't right out of the newspaper? Everything I'm talking about is admitted. Do you understand that? So don't roll your eyes if you're some police officer driving along going, what do you mean kidnapping children? They'd be arrested. No, they're in with the government. They do whatever they want, whenever they want. And I've been told, shut up about this. Well, I'm not going to shut up about it. Somebody's got to stand up for these people. Somebody's got to resist this. Somebody's got to face the horrific facts that a pack of psychopathic crooks now run our government at almost every level. And it's a lot bigger than George Bush. You get rid of him, they got 1,000 more just like him. Bill Clinton, get rid of him, 1,000 more just like him. They think we're a bunch of scum. And evidence of this, a few days ago during the weekend, they had this big media roasting. And for those that know what a roast is, that's where they... It's a big party, and you get a big aficionados up there, and everybody makes fun of everybody else. It's real sick. And they made jokes about the torture camps, and they made jokes about Cheney shooting people in the face, and they made jokes about sick stuff when it's admitted they're raping children. They're beating people to death at these camps. And the Army's own reports say 75 to 90% are completely innocent of everything. They're just arrested because their IDs weren't in order in Baghdad or in surrounding areas or in Afghanistan. And they're up there joking about it. They're up there joking about child molestation. It's real funny. And even the Washington Post had to say it was sick and disgusting. I mean, it is getting just so far out there that how do you even deal with it? How do you even respond to it? This is what they do. They set precedents. In Seattle, the government hired thugs, and that's all admitted, and I have cops on tape admitting it, and I have the Seattle Post-Intelligencer and the Seattle Times and Seattle Weekly all admitting Delta Force operatives with the Central Intelligence Agency in 1999 at the WTO hired 50 thugs, trained them in Oregon, had them bust out windows, burn trash cans, attack police officers. The cops were ordered to stand there as bottles bounced off their heads and as they bled, as they had broken noses. Total idiots. And then the police chief in on it, and the mayor in on it. They then after a day of showing that going, why won't the cops do anything? Boy, aren't the protesters bad. The news would show the black bloc, the anarchists, the hired thugs, as if they were Delta Force commanded. That's Seattle papers, by the way. That's admitted. Delta Force commanded. Delta Force is above Special Forces. It's controlled by intelligence agencies. It's what they call Black World. We're in deep black water now, boys and girls, pun intended. And they go out and they create the crisis, they provocateur, burn a few trash cans, and then the police attack 60,000 demonstrators. It's in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. You can witness it all. Run them into neighborhoods, attack old women, attack people in their houses. It was a test. Then they showed cops footage around the country. See how the people attacked you? You've got to attack them first. Issued federal stormtrooper outfits, the Darth Vader helmets and the black pads and the little capes. They even gave them capes. And they found psychologically that if you put somebody in a cowboy hat, they'll act like a cowboy. You put them in a hunting hat, they act like a cowboy. You put them in a Darth Vader outfit, they act like Darth Vader. And so they put them in these outfits, knowing, and it's also for intimidation of the public. And then the cops were like dogs on the end of a chain that a kid's slapping in the face with a fly swatter, and then the chain breaks. By then, the anarchists had been housed in a government building, protected by the police, and the dumb riot cops just beat old. We have them stomping old ladies with pleasure. Old ladies doing nothing, hands up, walking out of the store, and cops just hit them with a club and then start stomping them. And no, they're breaking collarbones. Hi-ya, hi-ya, hi-ya. You see, all psychologically run as a CIA psyop, bathing you in the evil, indoctrinating you, making you, making your bones, bringing you in. Baptizing you in Satanism is what happened to you, putting you in the Darth Vader outfits. And so they took that footage and used it nationwide and said, see how bad Seattle is? Didn't show the provocateuring. And then that was used as a massive precedent to put our police under federal training and in Darth Vader outfits. Federal grants for all of it. Now, same thing with Blackwater. Same thing with all of this. They put them in the Gulf Coast area, now operating in three states. They go out, they take part in the gun confiscations, they back up the police. We have the ABC clip. In fact, can you dig up that clip? I know you got a bunch of other clips today, they're new, but remember the clip where they're admitting the gun confiscation? Yeah, find that. And so they go out with a regular army and huge flatback trucks full of FBI SWAT teams leading everything. And they go in, they don't bring food and water, they don't even go to the poor areas where there are a few shootings and problems. They use just a few shots being fired, mainly cops shooting dogs. You'd have a cop over a hill shooting a rabid dog or shooting an alligator. This is now admitted. I've talked to a lot of reporters that were there, and it's been in the news. And then they have on the news, oh, there's snipers shooting at us. Then cops would freak out and shoot some contractors, and then it would turn into, oh, no, snipers did that. Remember all that? It was just friendly fire, a bunch of different agencies going nuts shooting each other, just like Tillman in Afghanistan. And so all of this is frothing. There's no one shooting at him. Nothing's really going on. And so then they bring in even more mercs, and then they go into the rich areas. I kept saying million-dollar houses. You ought to watch this video we're about to play audio of. I'm talking $5 million houses, things that look like the White House, estates up out of the bowl, up in the high ground on the suburbs, and they're going in, shows them with the wealthy people in handcuffs taking their guns. But my grandmother's china, my great-grandfather's Civil War paintings in there, that's worth millions of dollars. Shut up! Slap! Get the guns! I mean, that's what's gone on. We've got a reporter who was in there for weeks coming into town next week who witnessed. I've seen some of the video he's got. It's going to be in some BBC documentary, so we can't show it to you yet. He's going to let us show some of it. I mean, it's just hell on earth you can't imagine. And mercs everywhere just do it. And my point is, I get emails going, well, you only care about the rich people? No. The point is, if they'll go into high and dry places where the rich people, I mean the really rich people are, and beat them up and take their guns with the U.S. Army, the National Guard, all these other people at mercs backing them up and taking part, you bet that's a precedent. You know, they say all the rules changed with Katrina. And see now, oh, we're going to run emergency FEMA centers in your area. Oh, we're going to back up your police officers at events. And these are guys who've been sniping in Iraq, sniping in Afghanistan. Some of them, they're putting the toddlers on the airplanes, flying them out to the slave camps in white Europe. You know, a lot of you don't care about the Arabs. Okay, well, what about the blonde-haired, blue-eyed for the racist out there? Little kids and women being shipped out of Central and Eastern Europe. UN zone numbers of 1.2 million women and children being kidnapped each year. Large portion of that done by the security services. They got the aircraft, they got the mercs, they got the teams. See, these guys that have been running camps and running security at camps and doing all these horrible things, they're going to be in your life. They're going to be here in America. You realize, I'm not trying to scare people. We got to stop this. Because just like Seattle was used as a quote, everything changed in Seattle. Everything changed on 9/11. Everything changed. Everything's changed. You know, you go to the carnival. I went to the rodeo carnival last night, and I mean, I remember going 5 years ago, and you didn't see half that many cops. There was no one really even there at the Star Texas Rodeo. Very small crowds, and there were almost as many cops. They were walking around all paranoid, looking at everyone. It's just this attitude, see? This attitude of, we're under attack. Yeah, we're under attack by our own government. Using this as a pretext to take us from a free society to a slave society overnight. Play this clip of the gun confiscation. Roll it.
That includes New Orleans, where today authorities stepped up their efforts to empty the city. Bob Woodruff is there again tonight with an extraordinary human drama unfolding. Bob?
That's true, Elizabeth, and good evening from New Orleans. Here, the police and the National Guard find themselves in a very difficult position tonight to try to carry out an order to force people from the city without actually using force. Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police department, come home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken?
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city. This guard unit occupied a church, using it as a base camp. They had to leave a note because they could not get hold of the pastor to get permission.
It is surreal. Yeah, you never expect to do this in your own country.
Chris Montgomery says he'd rather be in Iraq than patrolling American neighborhoods.
All right.
Down these streets, you don't...
Now, Bob Woodruff, that's why he was a great propagandist for him. Now he got his face blown off over there, getting a little bit of the medicine they're giving the Iraqis. I'm sorry for him, but being an operative of the New World Order has its cost, Woody. Thought you were invincible, like all these other people that think they're bulletproof. But I know he's an operative. I've met him. I've talked to him. Very sneaky, very cunning, very evil. I've been around him several times. Very elitist. And just listening to how he wrote that news piece, though, that's why he was becoming a major anchor on ABC News, because he's slick. He's slick. You hear him? They didn't use any force. The video shows him slamming people around, grabbing people, and kicking doors down. But see, they will tell you one verbal thing and then show you something completely different, semantically changing its meaning. So, you took part in covering and whitewashing gun confiscation in America. And now, after a month plus, you can hardly talk and your face is blown off. But I'm not going to celebrate that. I am sad for Mr. Woodruff, Bob Woodruff of ABC News. It's just that... Remember meeting him out at Waco, covering that. He was out at the Waco test where the Army put on that whitewashing FLIR, didn't pick up machine gun fire, because clearly the FLIR tape showed that. And I was talking to him, and he was just so arrogant, and his eyes were just evil. And I thought, well, don't judge a book by its cover. Talk to him. I heard talking to him when we were all out there waiting for a press conference. He was just like, what are you doing talking to me? You know who I am. And I was just like, no, who are you? And I was like, well, don't you think what happened here at Waco is wrong? I don't talk to people like you. I was like, well, I'm just curious, you know, what the media thinks of all this. They're a bunch of cultists. Okay, Mr. Invincible. All right, turning the guns. The Waco people are cultists. They, you know, deserve what they got. I don't think you deserve what you got. In fact, I think you're brave to go over there. More brave than I am in many respects. I'm not going to risk my life for the New World Order. All right, should I take calls? It's just there's been so much here. Patrick in Maryland and David, Mike, and others. Go ahead, Patrick.
Thank you. A very important program today. I agree with you that after the next so-called terrorist attack, martial law will be imposed in America. I believe the real reason martial law will be imposed is mainly to crush, take out any organized resistance to the New World Order by the following eight groups, organizations, and people which I've identified. The first one, gun owners and Second Amendment defense organizations. The second one, alternative media, whether internet, shortwave, or print, which opposes the New World Order. Third, homeschoolers and conservative private Christian schools. Fourth, any pro-life organizations.
Sir, that's in their official documents.
Okay, well...
Every group you're listening is in the official FBI Megiddo and in their other handouts.
Well, I got...
Stay there. I want to hear the others. No, I mean, are you reading right out of the FBI manual?
No.
All homeschoolers are terrorists, enemies of the government. All Christians are terrorists, enemies of the government. All gun owners are terrorists, enemies of the government. It's official. It's in my films. With phone numbers of the FBI. You know, we don't just show you their documents. We phone numbers. Oh, yeah, they can't wait to take your guns. They can't wait to break up our families. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, that's weird, my mic's cutting out on my end. The fun of radio. We know that several foreign mercenary companies were also involved in New Orleans. And on top of that, we know that there were British troops, Dutch troops, and Mexican troops in New Orleans. All of this setting a precedent, as if we needed the help of the Dutch or the Mexicans or anybody else. It's just setting the precedent. And again, 3 years ago, the official treaties were signed with Mexico and Canada to, quote, use Mexican troops for dealing with natural disasters and policing America during terrorist attacks. And you can read that out of the big major papers in Canada. Canadians are going, we don't want to give up our sovereignty. But in America, it's a big, dirty secret. The deals are signed to bring foreign troops in here. All the unthinkable is slowly being implemented. It's like Red Dawn in slow motion is what I call it. Patrick, then we'll go to David, Mike, Jim, and others. Patrick, finish up your point.
Okay, number five. All constitutionalist, patriotic, and populist groups and organizations to be taken out. Six. Any organization which promotes the use of alternative medicine, such as herbal or natural remedies. Seven. Small independent business owners. And eight. Any and all churches, denominations, and religious organizations which oppose the New World Order. By destroying all these groups, the New World Order will have a much easier time subjugating any American citizens.
Well, of the seven groups you named, five of those are on the official FBI flyers, handbooks, training manuals, and different research papers. Have you ever seen the famous Phoenix, Arizona handout? They gave out like 30,000 of them. And it says, people that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, call anti-terror hotline immediately. Gun owners, call the anti-terror hotline immediately. On and on and on. But then Project Megiddo says, homeschoolers. Remember, it was a big stir. This is not an urban legend. She did say this in outtakes. CBS did a CBS News report on it on their website, but didn't carry it on the show. When Janet Reno did say that everyone who believes in the second coming of Jesus Christ is a terrorist.
I remember that.
I have the CBS News article in my files. She really did say that. And this is what's going on. This is what's happening. And none of that has changed since Bush got in. He puts on this whole big Christian act. Meanwhile, that's what FEMA is out training people to do. That's what Homeland Security is doing. Have you seen my film, Road to Tyranny?
No, not yet.
Well, about 4 minutes of that almost three-hour film. It's 170 minutes long, just 10 minutes short of 3 hours. Just a few minutes of that is a FEMA officer in Kansas City, a fireman shot the video, in a classroom full of firemen and cops and sheriff's deputies saying, quote, all Christians are terrorists. The founding fathers were terrorists. George Washington was a bad terrorist. And we're going to have to fight terrorists like them again.
Well, I hope members of these groups will finally wake up, because I think, you know, each member of each group is in danger, real serious danger.
Well, by the way, when this change agent up there with his high and tight, you know, he was rock hard, you know, he was in military shape. When this commando type up there in the suits giving the speech, when he starts saying that, because I have like 18 hours of this footage, you know, cops will agree and nod their heads. When he starts saying that stuff, because he was testing them to see if he could get any sickos to join him. And by the way, we've confirmed they do this nationwide. This is the normal spiel. When he starts saying it, the cops start shaking their heads, grunting, shuffling, going, verbally going, I mean, they couldn't even control themselves. So, look, the New World Order isn't going to be able to take us all down. They're not going to get away with that list you just read off.
Well, they'll take out the official organizations is what I'm saying.
Well, they're not going to get away with that, brother. You know how many organizations and people there are? You know how many millions of veterans are just waiting quietly? We call them lone wolves.
I hope so.
No, I don't. Listen, I know for a fact. Believe me. Believe me. They try it, there, it's over.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.